And for what it says in your morning papers with John S. Doyle.
The war in Gaza is the main concern of the Irish Times and Irish Examiner. Pressure is mounting in Israel for the government to accept a Gaza ceasefire after the bodies of six hostages, reportedly killed by Hamas in captivity, were retrieved by soldiers from a Rafah tunnel, Mark Weiss reports from Jerusalem for the Times. The Examiner says that tens of thousands of Israelis marched in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem last night, demanding an end to the war. In Ireland, responding to the deaths of the hostages, the President, Michael D. Higgins, said piling the dead upon the dead was a hopeless strategy, and he urged an end to the atrocities. The Examiner says it is believed that around 100 of the Israelis taken hostage last October remain in captivity, and many are thought to be already dead. The Irish Independent, in an editorial, welcomes the pause in fighting to allow for the vaccination of 640,000 Palestinian children against polio. But the writer points out that if there is no ceasefire, the infants being vaccinated today could be killed tomorrow. The Independent leads on its front page with an education story. Looking at new figures from the Department of Education, Sean McCaughey reports that average class sizes in primary schools have reached their lowest level in 20 years, with 4,000 fewer pupils in first-level education this year. But nearly 1 in 10 pupils is still in an oversized class of 30 or more, he writes. The Irish Sun reports that Jerry Hutch, described as freed gangster, has invested in the bed and breakfast business in the Canary Islands. Hutch rents out gaffs to 40 Lanzarote workers, says one headline. Electric scooters provide the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror. Danny Duval reports that shops selling e-scooters are advising customers how to flout safety measures used to curb speed. He says the paper's undercover investigation revealed how some outlets tell buyers how to bypass the limiter so they can double the speed. As the paper notes, since e-scooters were legalised in May, 3 teen users have been killed. The Irish Daily Star leads with the Bernese mountain dog, Mali, who was missing for 15 days but has been reunited with her owners after she was rescued off a cliff edge on Arranmore Island in Donegal. The miracle pooch managed to survive by drinking rainwater off the cliffs, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail's main story is about the band Oasis. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has rode in on the outrage over Oasis ticket prices and called for an investigation into the controversy, the paper says. Gardaí are being urged to examine Ticketmaster's pricing structure after thousands of fans were left angry and frustrated by the vastly inflated prices for the band's reunion tour. But what are you and your government colleagues going to do about it, Mr. Martin, the paper asks. Similarly, in the north, government must act on ticket touts. That's the view of Claire Hanna, MP, who yesterday put her name forward for the SDLP leadership. She said the government there needs to stop music fans being ripped off.
John, thank you very much indeed.